Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is yours truly, Pastor Haven Wilson, and I'm coming to you from the Disciples of Christ Global Church Outreach Ministry out of the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and by way of Blog Talk Radio and a Godly broadcast. And I'd like to speak with you tonight from God's eternal word. Tonight will be a new creation in Christ, which means that we must be born again according to the origin of life. You see, when one comes into the world through a natural birth, we are to be, which the scripture draws a distinction between our physical birth and Nancy Bird. You see, that is what Jesus had to reveal to Nicodemus when he said a person is not to be just physically born, but that they have to be spiritually born in order to please God. When Nicodemus heard those words and he said to Jesus, how can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus did not hesitate with the answer. He answered him and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. According to St. John chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. And the revelation I got here from this word that Jesus, when he said, being morally alive without the spiritual revelation of a relationship with God, it all is nothing but great God's set of human flesh, and great God, it cannot please God from origin of our natural birth, which is sinful to God, and that is why I got the understanding of what David meant when he said, praise God that he in iniquity and he was, praise God, conceived in sin. Praise God, you see, we cannot please God with our natural birth, because truly each and every one of us was conceived in sin. Amen. And for that, we all came into the world dead in our transgressions and our sin. As it said in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 and 5, therefore, a new birth and a new regeneration have to take place, which cannot be totally by human effort or by rituals. It has to come from the act of God and his sovereign. Praise God, praise God. That's why we all have to be born again, praise God. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Praise God, praise God. You know we all are commanded by God to pull off the old life of sin and praise God and to be honored, which is called according to Ephesians 4:22, and it says we are to pull off that concerning our former conduct and conform way of living, which is the old man, praise God, and that which, praise God, grows up corruptible, praise God, and we are to, praise God, put on that which, praise God, is uncorruptible. Praise God, hallelujah. And we are not to fulfill the lust of the flesh, which because the love of the flesh is an abomination to God and is a sin against God. Hallelujah. Cannot please God. That's why we have to be renewed within the spirit and within our mind. Hallelujah. And we have to put, praise God, on the new man. Yes, Lord. That which, praise God, is created according to God in truth and righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And that is what I am trying to say to you tonight. Hallelujah. That we will have our mind renewed and we will have a renewed life. Praise God. As a result of, praise God, we leave the world. Praise God. And entering into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, praise God. As the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, for therefore, if it says of a man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Hallelujah. And of a man and a woman. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you do. Praise God. But if it says that the old has passed away, and behold, the new have come. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are now no longer walking and praise God and praise God the those that are dead in sin and trespassing in sin. But praise God those that have been renewed in the mind. Praise God. And walking in the spirit. Praise God. Because he, praise God, has delivered us from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. Yes, he has, and converted us into, praise God, the kingdom of his dear son, for his love, whom, praise God, we have a relationship to, praise God, the blood that is forgiven us for our sin. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. As the scripture says, praise God, in Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, now because we are sons and daughters, praise God, and God has sent forth the spirit of his son, praise God, into our hearts, praise God, we can cry, Abba, Father, hallelujah, praise God, which is to say, therefore, that we are no longer slaves, but we are not sons, hallelujah, and daughters, hallelujah. And if we are sons and daughters, then we are, praise God, heirs of God. And John heirs with Christ, through Christ Jesus. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. And seeing that we, hallelujah, have a great high priest. Yes. Oh, my God, who passed through the heavens. Yes, hallelujah. And I am talking about Jesus, the Son of God. So, praise God, let us hold fast to our confession, as Paul said. Praise God, for we do not, hallelujah, have a high priest, praise God, who cannot become acquainted with, praise God, our weakness. Oh, yes, because at one point, praise God, he was tempted as well as we, hallelujah, hallelujah. And yet he was without sin. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And that is why we, praise God, can come boldly to the throne of grace. Yes. Hallelujah. That we may, praise God, attain mercy and find grace. Yes. To help us. Yes. Oh, in the time of need, praise God. You know, praise God, it is a great privilege, hallelujah, to enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, my God. For it says that, praise God, the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears is open unto their prayers. Yes, hallelujah. And but he said the face of the Lord is against those that do evil. My God, that's why you want your heart to be pure. That's why you want to be pure in the eyes of God. Yes, that's why you want your heart to be right in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this word says, my friend, and praise God, I hope that tonight that you will find yourself, praise God, in the place of a new creation, praise God, in Christ. If you have been born again and washed in the blood, so in my God, and set free from the bondage of Satan and all the changes that have been broken, have had you bound, but now they have been broken over your life. Hallelujah. And because you have totally surrendered it all to Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And you are no longer walking after the flesh. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You will fulfill the lust thereof. Hallelujah. But you are walking in the Spirit. Praise God. Knowing that when you walk in the Spirit, that which would please God. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And that is the message tonight. Praise God. Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. For all that are in the body of Christ and have been born again, praise God by the renewing of the mind and of the Spirit. Praise God. Until next time, this is Pastor Wilson saying, may God continue to bless and keep you all. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby.